Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Five for Fighting, the Ultimate Hockey Podcast. I am your host, Rich Cavanaugh. This is episode number one. I just want to break some things down for you. This week, we're going to be going over just strictly Rangers. We're going to go over the regular season, postseason, the trade deadline, the players coming and going, off-season free agencies, and the kickoff to really to the dog days of summer. So let's start this off. Today we got Aiden.
Hey, what's up?
We got Turk.
How we doing?
And we got Brian.
What's up, guys?
All right, how was everyone's week? It's Friday. We're recording on a Friday. Everyone had a good week? Got through it?
It's been pretty
rough.
Excited.
Still here, aren't I?
Yep, slinging beers.
Slinging beers.
Wiping tears.
Swinging beers, wiping tears. All right, so let's get into this. Regular season. Success. Yes? No? Aiden?
I mean, yeah, I would count it as a success. I mean, we made some solid moves.
Yep, so...
To get us to this point.
Right, so... who was the most underrated player, you think, this year, Turk, on the Rangers? Underrated. Flew under the radar. You know, got the job done.
Honestly, everyone gives Fox all the hype. What is he without his man Lindy?
Your boy, Lindy.
Dude's a fucking warrior. Should not have played a single game in the playoffs. He was messed up. And he dominated, honestly.
Brian, what do you think?
As most, like, what? Under radar player there was in the Rangers. I'd say Miller. I think he had a very strong season. And postseason, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think the that's all fair pointed, and I don't know, it's hard. I think it's Lindy, dude. Honestly, I agree with Turk. He's a beast, bro. The dude's a warrior. Like, he bleeds every game.
He bleeds blue.
Like,
bleeds like, blue and red, man.
Dude, like, he's
like, I think Fox had his year the year prior with Norris, and I think this was Lindgren's year.
I couldn't agree more. And
it's not all about putting up points, too.
Yeah, let's give it up for Shesty, dude. Vezina, he won it. Dude, he carried this team.
We wouldn't have won those early games at the beginning of the year without him.
No, and honestly, I really think that he should have won the Hart. Me personally,
you know what's funny? You brought that up. I think he should have. You know, you're talking most valuable player.
Yeah,
to their team.
You take Shesty away, where are they?
They're garbage. They're not in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Obviously, you get rid of McDavid. Obviously, you get rid of Matthews. They still have superstars on those teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, they might not be as amazing without all those goals, but like, come on, dude.
Right.
You get rid of Kreider's 50 goals, we might have been worse. They still could have won in other ways.
I agree.
Someone else would have done more.
What do you think, V?
I mean,
snubbed.
I don't know. I just think he had a crazy, you know.
Do you think he could repeat it?
Yeah.
Do you think he's the real deal?
Yeah.
100%. You think he's the real deal? Shesty is the real deal? Yeah.
Yes, he's gonna be our next Hank for years and years to come. Even better.
He's got
better.
One more step.
Even better.
I think
he's gonna keep growing. He's gonna learn how to finish a shutout.
Yeah.
He's gonna keep getting better.
Yeah, I agree.
No way.
I agree.
The team's gonna get better.
Right. Right. Let's talk. Regular season was strong. They finished strong. They finished second overall. They were battling for Carolina towards the end.
Yeah.
I thought they were really going to pull it off, but we ended up seeding second, you know, clinched second place. So let's take it to the playoffs. First round, we got Pittsburgh. That was brutal. I thought,
game
honestly.
One, triple overtime.
Dude,
like, what a way to, and to lose.
I know. And of course, Malkin scores, right?
Yeah.
Deflection in front.
Yeah, some bullshit goal.
I thought it was, I knew it was going to be that too. I'm like, you know.
Me too.
It
wasn't even bullshit, just cheesy. Like,
yeah.
What a
of course he scores it, right?
You knew it was going to hit off someone or go in.
Yeah.
That's how playoffs work. It's not all about getting highlights.
And can we talk about the Vezina winner getting 79 saves that game? Are you
insane.
Kidding me? That would have been number 80?
Yeah.
Stop.
Insane. He's still on his
carried
head.
Us.
Yep. So they went down. three games to one. They battled back, and they advanced. I still think, me personally, that Crosby's in game five and six, maybe a different outcome.
Yeah.
I don't think they had an answer for
definitely
him.
Definitely out game five. He probably could have played game
six. But they kept him out.
Yeah.
But I think they just didn't have an answer for him. Rust. Is it Russ? No, Gensel.
Gensel.
Just
he killed us.
Yeah, he was...
I just think it was the will of the whole team, knowing they were a better team. They beat them 3 out of 4 times in the regular season. They were seeded higher than them, and they should have won the game one. They do great game two, and now they're looking at themselves down 3-1 going back to the Garden. They were going to step up.
Right.
Either way.
Right.
Game six was the scary one in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
We really...
Has that crowd gone to Igor's head?
Oh,
yeah.
For a while. We pulled Igor twice in that series?
Yeah, yeah. In Pittsburgh.
That was a big learning experience.
We thought
experience
we were a first round exit for sure.
I agree. Aiden.
That was a big
learning
experience.
He really handled it well. But I still think that even throughout the playoffs, because they went on such a deep run, that no one really got to him other than Pittsburgh. Like, they were never screaming his name, and, like, Carolina didn't hear him much.
No.
It's
because
the fans, Pittsburgh fans, are terrible.
Tampa started it. Well, we started the Igor's better.
And that, I knew that was going to be...
The biter.
A jinx.
Yeah, a jinx. You know, that sometimes the Ranger fans do that, you know. But,
beat Pittsburgh, though.
So we got through Pittsburgh.
Panarin in overtime, game 7.
Yep, game 7.
Saves our season.
Yep, the bread man comes through.
Come back complete.
We move on to Carolina. We go down 2 games against Carolina.
Close 2 games, too.
Yep. And then we come back.
Destroy them at our home games.
Yep. And then...
The whole series was whoever was home.
Yep. We lost game 5, came back to the Garden, won game 6, and then we went and dominated game 7.
Game 7, probably one of the top moments of being a Ranger fan in my life. Just because of everything you go through with Pittsburgh, you get there, and then we know we're probably going to lose because we're the away team. That was the theme of the series.
Yep.
Carolina shit on us all year. They beat us 3 out of 4 times. I'm not gonna lie, I had zero faith, and then I forgot who scored
me
first.
Me too.
Kreider, it was like Kreider, Zibanejad scored, and then they just won.
Yo.
I forgot who it was.
I was so negative, right?
We didn't just beat them.
I was so negative with this team, because I didn't have faith.
Yeah.
Brian was like, "Yo, bro, I'm gonna buy you a goddamn Pittsburgh Penguins hat for Father's Day. Because we're rooting for the other team. What's wrong with you?" I'm like, "No, bro, you don't understand. So many heartaches that like a Rangers fans have been through of like getting
get
so close,
job,
and then you get let down. You know, it's very it's frustrating.
It takes
being
a toll on you.
Yeah, 100%.
2014, I wake up in the middle of the night still.
Yeah, Martinez flicking his gloves off, running down, skating down
like
the ring.
A little fucking girl.
Oh my god.
Easy rebound.
Yeah.
Uncle still almost saved it.
Yeah.
I never thought Hank would get up after that.
I know.
That
haunts me.
I brought a tear
to my eye. I'm not gonna lie. I smashed my living room TV remote. My mom watched me just get up, knew not to say a word to me, while my bedroom cried in the dark. But
that was.
We come back. We beat Carolina game 7.
Yep.
At this point, we're thinking we're dominant. We know we have Tampa next, but we have home ice.
You see, like I was saying before to you guys, like, I stress Pittsburgh, I stress Carolina, but I really thought we could beat Tampa.
Once we got there.
And I was like, you know what, this team's beatable. And
we have home ice, points out, all the stars aligned to fill.
When we went up 2 games.
When we won the first game.
Yeah, I was.
Dominant.
Yeah, they couldn't.
Was it 7-2?
Yeah, they couldn't handle us. And then we go down to Tampa, up in game 3.
Up 2-0 in game 3. It's looking like we're going to sweep them.
Yep. Yeah, my buddy James.
We get a penalty.
Texts me and he goes, "Way to go! You're going to the Stanley Cup Finals," and that was the jinx.
Kucherov scores the power play goal.
Yep. Point.
They come back. They get their third goal.
Palat scores with under a minute. Dude, he killed us. Killed us.
You know, that wasn't even the worst game to me. It was a sick team we were playing. I almost expected that. I was looking at Brian that game thinking, like, it's happening. Like, we can't just sweep them. We're still going to win the series. Game 4 was a disgusting performance.
Yeah,
honestly,
it was
Tampa.
Terrible.
Like,
it was
that one was hard to watch.
Yeah, it
and
was.
And knowing it was 2-2,
I think I shut it off.
All the Tampa fans were like, we're coming
back.
All the momentum fully on their side.
Yeah, you could tell.
They came back, saved their series, then they beat us again.
Yep, 100%.
Everything was on the line for Game 5 at the Garden. It was close to me. It was about a lucky bounce.
Yep. And that's funny because right before we came on here, we were sitting out back and we were discussing the Stamkos Game 6 goal. Now I got...
So lose Game 5. Now we're down 3-2.
And I got Brian and Turk...
in Tampa.
...saying that it's not goaltend interference, but...
100% goaltend.
Me, I don't know. It's 50-50 to me. So Stamkos, whoever hasn't watched it, Stamkos makes a break, splits a D, takes a shot from like just outside the circle. Chesty tracks it, hits off the palm of his hand, comes out while Stamkos is skating in the crease, yes, but past the play, hits off his knee and goes in the net. Now, Brian, how do you feel about this?
No, it's I just think he kind of interfered. He didn't let Igor, you know, make. He kind of messed with his movements. I don't know, like.
Well, like impeded him from making his coming out and getting the rebound.
Definitely impeded him because he came through the crease. You clearly can see he did. I mean, I know you can now. You know, rules have changed, but. Yeah. No matter what, you
the contact in the crease.
You hit his,
as well.
You hit his glove. You know, you did.
But was
move
he
him.
Outside his paint, or was he in his paint?
He was in his paint.
Chesty was in his paint.
He was in his paint.
Let's call it like it is. Let's say we win that game. The Toronto ties it. We go on to win it. Let's say going back to 7 at the Garden, we have the full momentum. One, I still think the team was just drained. I don't even see us winning that. So after we lost Game 5 at home, our little home streak, the dab was gone.
And for all that time we went playing, we been every scared. Other day, too. That's
yeah.
a lot.
And two, you get to the finals, look, we knew Colorado was there waiting for it.
See, like...
I'm thankful, almost, in a way.
So, like, me and Brian were sitting there, and we were, like, shooting the shit about everything, and I was like, you know what, after they lost and everything like that, and I was like, you know, I'd rather lose in the Eastern Conference Finals than getting through three rounds and getting spanked by Colorado. Because they would have manhandled us.
The same thing. I know LA was a close series.
Yeah, honestly, we should have beat LA.
Closest five-game series of all time.
Let's not go there. That breaks my
heart. Two double overtime games.
That breaks my heart.
But it wouldn't have been pretty. We probably would have got swept by Colorado.
Yeah, 100%.
I called it before the season started they were going to win the cup.
Yeah, yeah.
They were a juggernaut all year. Honestly, that night they played us in the regular season. When we had Georgiev in and Huska.
Yeah.
That was the night I knew they were winning.
Yeah, they were beasts.
Our
beast.
Buddy said Carolina.
Yo, and they're still going to be competitive.
Yeah.
They're still going to be competitive.
Oh, 100%.
They only lost like one player.
I honestly think Kadri is going to, that they're finagling something to.
They lost Nisky.
Keep them.
Yeah.
They're keeping
them. I think they're going to try to finagle something to keep Kadri. Mm-hmm. But.
I think they get worse with Georgiev in there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't know, dude, because
he's gonna be hot.
Speaking of that, alright, so we'll get into that now. So,
win the cup.
Rangers lose.
Place third in the league.
Rangers lose Game 6 to Tampa. Tampa goes on to play that Avalanche, Colorado. They end up Colorado ends up beating Tampa in 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6. Yeah, because they won in Tampa.
Yeah, they did.
So the Big Cat was taken down, and they did not tree-peat. So Champa Bay is no longer Champa Bay.
Champa Bay. Now.
It's Champa Bay. So then we moved on. You know, the draft was quick. Everything got pushed back, and everything was closer because of the season and everything like that. Getting started a little late. It was condensed. For the Olympics that they opted out. But anyway, so draft comes around and bang, before the draft starts, Georgiev gets shipped out. He gets traded to Colorado. Colorado ends up extending Georgiev.
They lose Kemper.
Kemper leaves. Anyway, so we get draft picks back. So we got a couple draft picks in this year's draft that we just drafted. We picked up some guys. They drafted a lot of centers, you know, but they're all, you know, we had no first rounders, so it was all, you know, second, third, no late round picks.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope, all depth guys and everything like that. So that was the draft. Now we're going to go into free agency. So we had top guy was Ryan Strom. Deadline acquisition was Andrew Kopp. Another deadline was Frank Petrano and Tyler Mott and Justin Braun. So Braun went to re-signed with Philly for 1 year.
Really?
Yep. Kopp signed with Detroit, 5 years, 5.25 mil.
He's from Detroit.
Yep, going home. Strom signed with Anaheim, 5 years, 25 mil. And Frankie signed, I believe, a 3 year. Is it 3 year, 3 mil? 3 year, 4 mil per?
I think it's three.
It's 3 mil.
He got a good contract. Yeah,
it's a decent contract. He finally got paid. So we kind of knew that they weren't going to retain them. I mean, they were trying to talk like down to the wire that they were trying to push for Kopp, but then rumors broke that he was never even offered a contract and never even negotiated anything with
him. Yeah, that's crazy to me.
You know, I think they had all their eyes on their big fish, which was Trocheck. You know. Trocheck is better than
Kopp at center, and that's also yep. true. They would have had to keep Kopp as a center.
So they signed Trocheck to a 7 year, 5.2 or 5.6 mil AAV. I like it.
I like it too.
What do you think, Aiden? You like it?
Yeah.
You like the deal?
I understood why it's them so many years. At first, I was panicking, but then I realized I like it. And even if he does, I think we're going to get a good 4 years out of him.
Yeah, solid four years.
Solid 4 years. He's in his prime right now. That's usually the best part of a player's career. So we're going to be... I like him.
You like him?
I like the deal.
Okay. Yeah. Tarek, what do you think? Think Trocheck's going to fit in nicely with Brad? I mean, listen, they said that... He's got to be playing with him, and that's probably why he chose to come here to play with one of the best in the league.
First off, he's played with Turk before, Coach Turk.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, chemistry. He's a gritty guy. He fits the system well. He's not afraid to get dirty. He's the best face-offman on the team. That was our worst thing we had in the playoffs. We couldn't get into their zone. We couldn't win a face-off. It's huge. He's got a good shot. He's actually smart with the puck. He's a big net presence, too. He does a lot. Like, he's an all-around player, in my opinion, defensively, too. And Panarin's just got to feed him. He'll hit that empty net so Strom couldn't.
Right.
And we don't need him for the full 7 years. We'll think we'll have some more kids up in the future, but
yep.
Fits exactly what we need.
What do you think, 4 years, and then they'll try to move him?
4 or 5. Depending, honestly, on the impact he has, maybe he plays the 7.
Yeah, because maybe like
you can always move him down to a
like,
fourth
like
liner.
Like Brian
dude.
Was saying earlier off the pod, he was like, you know, maybe he can slide down the lineup to like third, fourth line guy. Yeah. You know,
we used to do that with a lot.
Yeah,
of
yeah, yeah, slide him down. Do you think
that's
it's a good?
Gotta do.
Yeah. Brian, you think it's a good deal bringing him in?
Yeah, I think he's gonna bring that extra grit that we need. You know, getting rid of certain players and you know.
We added grit essentially. Yeah. Strong was. He's a very good, soft player.
He's a good two-way. You know, he's a good two-way. He's gritty. You know, knows how to play defense. Knows how to get into the open areas.
Penalty killing.
Yep.
Power play. He can do it all. He's all.
Yeah, that's
player.
Another thing. Him slotting in on that power play.
He's underrated. I think Panarin will actually make him become overrated.
Yeah. He said that he's really excited. This is probably going to be the best player that I will ever play with.
He wants to play the original 16 like the Rangers.
He's definitely gonna.
He wants to be there. That's the biggest part.
Right.
He wants to be here.
Right.
He saw the growth. It's going to be huge.
Do you think with everyone leaving that left, do you think that bringing in, so you had a center and Strom, a center and right wing.
Basically a winger. We don't use him because we have no centers.
In Kopp, and you had Vetrano who played top line minutes with Kreider and Zibanejad. And you got Tyler Mott, who was amazing.
Penalty killer.
He's still out for Mott. He's not signed yet, so there's a chance that he can come back.
Yeah.
You think that bringing in Trocheck is enough to get them over the hump with just him?
I think yes, because we couldn't pay 3-4 players to stay. So I think you get Trocheck that money. He makes our second line a threat off the bat, having two good centers now. We could say that officially with Zibanejad at one.
Well, really three. It's just Hedl needs to get into...
Yeah, but Hedl fits the third
part. Yeah, yep. Well.
But now you look at it as you didn't really lose anyone in those spots. All we're doing now is bringing Lafreniere and Kako into
the top six, right? I don't know if you might agree.
Which is where Kopp and Pietrangelo
were. Right, Aiden, do you agree that Kopp and Kako and Laffy belong in the top six?
Coach said...
they deserve a chance. Laffy's giving him chances, but I feel bad for Kako, man. He's never really gotten a good chance to a long stretch in the top six. I feel like he'll produce in the top six.
He's been hurt a lot.
Yeah, that's what
he has diabetes. Yeah. He's missed some games because of that.
Yeah, COVID got him twice, right?
He had a horrible coach coming into the league.
Yeah, DQ screwed him up, I think.
And with this system and this coach, you have to earn your spot. That's why I didn't get his minutes. But he even said in the offseason pressers, like, going forward, they need to put those kids in the top six.
Yeah.
That's the core of this team.
Yeah, I mean...
So you put... You know, you got Laffy and him.
I would like to see Hedl. He made a huge step in the playoffs. Like, he grew a pair of balls and manned up and you know, really showed what he can do in the playoffs. He just needs to be consistent. And once he's consistent...
He needs to do that in the regular season.
Yeah, once he's consistent...
They all showed in. They all just need to be consistent.
Like, when it time counted and they need to produce, they came through. You know,
that was the best line.
It was honestly great to see, too.
So,
with no experience.
So now that
playoffs, really.
Georgiev's got traded, Keith Kincaid did not re-sign. They had Shesterkin was the only NHL goalie in their system with experience.
Who was left?
So they went and they signed Halak, who is a veteran goalie.
Solid get.
Right?
Can't ask for much more in a backup.
Right,
He's been around the block.
What do you think? You think that's good, Aiden?
I think that's kind of a steal because, like, we brought this up earlier with how, like, lay off the pod, how, like, it's a lot of weight on Igor's shoulders, like, trying to compete with the younger goalie. And now he can kind of, like, realize that, wait, this guy's older. Like, this is my minutes.
Less minutes, this is my time.
This is my time. Like, he has experience.
He knows his role.
Yeah,
he knows his role. He's not competing for the first...
Coach can't play games.
He knows
anymore.
He's a backup, and he's a solid backup.
Bro, you think he overpaid? He got overpaid? Or no? Yeah.
I would have liked it to be a little less.
I mean, look what Georgiev just got. And honestly,
I think we
have a better guy who can come in a random game and play good, where Georgiev, he needs to play 5 games.
Right, it'd be good.
That's not going to fly for a backup.
Right.
And it's a 1-year deal. If he sucks, we toss him onto the...
That's all. It was a 1-year deal of 1.5 mil.
Hold up, that Georgiev comment that you made, him being hot, you guys are forgetting that at the end of the season he came in and out for us, you know, to let Igor rest, and he was 10-1 his last 11 games.
Also at the peak, I'd say, of our Rangers season, where we were pretty much unstoppable until those final games against Carolina.
Yeah.
At that point, we showed the league we're here, we're getting top three, we're making playoffs. That's already a fact. It's a matter of where.
You see, it's crazy. Is like, honestly, like, I looked at the standings like right before Christmas, and I'm like, the Metro's locked. Like, the Metro's locked up. Like, you knew either it was gonna be Pittsburgh, Carolina, or Rangers in the top three, and then it was gonna be Washington probably battling for that wild card.
Yeah.
And it didn't move much. It was
Islanders almost made a push.
Nah.
We're glad they didn't.
Nah. I don't know. We'll talk about that at a different podcast. Yeah. So they also signed Louis Domingue, which was pretty ironic that they signed him because he came in relief in game one in that double... It was double overtime.
Eating his spicy pork.
Was it double overtime?
Triple.
No, I know it was triple, but
he came in on
after the first and second?
Second.
second into third?
Yeah, he came in the second.
Yeah, in between, so there's funny things going around because he tweeted out that, does anyone know where you can get spicy pork with broccoli with the Statue of Liberty thing
in his
tweet. And the reason why he's saying that is because he, in between the first and second overtime, he was hungry, so he found spicy pork with broccoli, and he ate that, and then afterwards he was, like, regretting it in the interviews. It was pretty hysterical, but... They signed him for, it might have been a 2-year deal. I think it's a two-year deal,
yeah.
Right? Like $2 million.
Yeah,
he's gonna be
a two-way contract. Yeah, I think he's playing in the, definitely gonna be playing at Wolfpack because they don't have any
Kincaid's
starting.
Gone.
Yeah, Kincaid went to Boston, so I like it. I think
it's better than Kincaid. Probably I hated Kincaid, honestly.
Yeah. Not that many ranges you like that, Turk.
Huska, he was alright.
Alright, now we're gonna get into why you hate Dryden Hunt.
Dryden Hunt, oh my god. This guy can't produce shit, man. He can't even go out to a cow and produce milk. Like, he's awful. He can't skate, he has no stick skills, he can't play defense. Dryden Bum, you should call him. He's terrible. The fact that we even gave him another contract this offseason, we said, hey, maybe there's a chance, is pathetic. Pathetic. When you could give it to any other kid.
Yeah, I mean...
Game 6 against Tampa.
He gets put in.
We scratch Kako.
For him.
That was ridiculous.
We put Dryden Hunt in.
I mean, Gallant. Well, Turk. That's Turk's dad.
Yeah. Father.
Yeah.
Coaching the Rangers.
He said he was trying to win a hockey game. I don't know how Dryden Hunt is going to win you a hockey game or gives you a better chance in winning a hockey game when a kid can't score and you got Kako, who's a second overall pick 2 years ago.
He belongs in McDonald's, Dryden Hunt.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah.
With his little fucking curls.
Yeah.
Nah, get out of here. Guy's pathetic.
So they also signed... Ryan Carpenter, who's a fourth line guy, came in cheap, $750,000, 1 year deal. I think that's a good deal. That's
that'll help out your fourth line.
Yeah, because he plays center, he might be in and out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Between him and probably Revo.
He replaces a former center. He did that.
Yeah, we lost Kevin Rooney.
I liked Rooney.
Kevin Rooney. They actually swapped teams. Funny. Go figure.
Kevin Rooney went to Calgary. Where did McKeg go?
I think Vegas or
Oilers. Thank God. I don't have to see that toothless.
McKeg's gone. We got rid of what's his name? What's his name on defense? Gone.
Oh, Nemeth. Yeah, let's get into that.
Let's get into the terrible player of Nemeth.
Okay, so
now listen, let me tell you something.
Alright.
Nemeth is a fucking horrible hockey player. Now, this guy, he shouldn't even be in McDonald's. He should probably be in Wendy's. But let me tell you something. Him and Dryden Hunt, they should both be in the minor leagues. How they ever got a contract, I genuinely think an 11-year-old can do better than them on the ice.
All right. Well, now we all know how Turk feels about Nemeth. But Nemeth got shipped out to Arizona for a couple draft picks. I think it was a good move. For Drury, he cleared up cap space, and because he's gonna lock up Kako probably to a 2-year deal, but he needed cap space. Without Nemeth going, buying him out, you're gonna take a hit this year, you're gonna take a hit next year. It's just too much strain on the cap, because like we all been saying, it's a flat cap, it's not going up.
No.
So it's really tough. I think that was a good move. I knew he was gonna go. It was just a matter of finding someone to take his contract on. I mean, unfortunately, he had to
ship in a pick.
Oh, first? That's what he did. I think he did a second.
He offered him a second.
A second and a third for a contract, and we got future.
Anything to get rid of the man.
No one would take him alone.
Yep.
Yeah. Nah.
That's how bad he is.
So that freed up cap space, and next on the list for Drury is to lock up. The second overall pick.
Kako.
He needs to get locked up. He's a RFA. I don't believe he has any rights.
He doesn't.
I don't think he has any arbitrational rights. So they just got to hammer out a deal and get that done. It's probably going to be a 2-year deal, you know, around like the $2 to $2.3 million cap hit per year. Yeah, so I like what they did. Let's go and ask Aiden. Aiden, how do you feel that the Rangers did this offseason with addressing the issues? What do you think was the Rangers' number one issue? Was after watching the regular season and after watching the postseason?
I'm gonna be honest, they're 5-5 game. It needs to get, it still needs to get a lot better. I thought that it was fixed, at least for the playoffs, when we got Frank Vatrano and we went to those guys in the deadline, and then Frank Vatrano after, before the, like a little bit before the trade deadline. And as the playoffs went on, it really didn't help that much.
No,
and
right.
We still need to get a little bit better, and these moves that we're making is definitely going to help. More talent on the
So you, think that
depth-wise, our top six is okay.
You think that signing Trocheck will give you more 5-on-5 offense? Yeah, Tarek, you agree?
As I'm getting into, the biggest thing we needed was someone who could win faceoffs.
Yeah,
and he can do that.
How many times did we watch them lose an offensive zone faceoff?
Oh my god,
it was ridiculous.
Or better yet, a defensive zone faceoff, and now you're hemmed in your zone.
Yeah.
The fact that we got a guy who hops in the top six, can play offense, defense, win the faceoff, score,
power play, penalty kill,
he solidifies the top six. It just it makes it so much stronger than what Ryan Strome was.
Right.
I hate to say it.
I know. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it's an upgrade all the way around.
It's an upgraded Ryan Strome.
Screw the money, screw the contract years. Are we paying for it? No. The organization is. And we got better in that aspect.
Right.
And it, it's time for the kids now.
Let's hope that this cap finally goes up and they get a little more room, because next year's going to be tight.
You aren't you allowed to go 10% over or something like that?
Before training camp starts.
Yeah.
And you got to move cap to make room for your cap.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Who else we got to sign? Miller?
That's next year. Next year.
Lindgren.
Lindgren's on a 3-year deal. He just signed the last offseason.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he's got 2 more years left.
Miller's
Lafreniere.
He's
going
to
and
contract.
Not for nothing, our buddy Igor is going to start asking for that money eventually. We got him on a steal for
years. Dude. Yeah, it was like $5.25 million.
To be the
Vezina? Yeah.
And we were all like,
and he easily could have been the Hart.
The same way, it's like, do we want to go through what we went through Hendrick again, eating $12 million a year?
Right, right.
We can't even win a cup.
No.
I'll tell you right now, Lundqvist would say the money wasn't worth it.
No. He'd rather win the cup.
Exactly.
He wanted the cup bad.
Let's see if Chesty. Who knows?
Yeah.
You never know.
He already did it. Honestly, he knew he was worth more. He gave us.
We got to win that cup in those 4 years.
That's right. Really,
nah, he's not going to go chase
he's
that.
He's not going anywhere.
He likes the lights. He likes the lights on Broadway.
He likes the Igor, stuff like
he
that.
He does, and I like him. He's the best, man.
He is.
You ever feel so safe with someone in there?
No.
Probably in love with the fan.
Thing was getting shaky on us.
I know.
I'm
just full of tennis in the head.
It's time to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah. So I agree with everything that Drury's done so far.
100%.
So now we're kind of getting into the dog days of summer. It's really slow on the hockey front. Free agency came and went. A lot of teams picked up who they wanted to pick up. There's a couple big guys still out there. Hiskanen, right?
Yeah.
Is still out there from Dallas, defenseman.
They let him walk?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Kadri's
still out there. Our boy Tyler Moss still not signed.
Kachuk
just filed for arbitration. So they're either gonna trade his ass, or he's gonna sign probably a 1-year deal and hit free agency next year,
yeah,
and get paid.
It's the best bet.
So going forward on this cast, it's probably gonna be the four of us, and these next couple of weeks, what we're gonna do is we're gonna break down each division. So next week we'll break down the Metro, then maybe we'll go West, we'll go Central, and then we'll come back east, we'll do Atlantic, and then we'll do a little east-west action for a couple of weeks. The next 4 weeks we'll break down each team, you know, how they got better, do you see them making the Stanley the playoffs,
where
you know,
the franchises stand,
yeah, exactly, forward. Yep, salary cap, where they're at, are they up against the cap, who's got who's a complete shitstorm, like Chicago Blackhawks is a straight up dumpster fire right now.
Arizona.
And then you got
Arizona has an Nemeth.
Dumpster fire is gonna be the Islanders. I mean, Lou Lamoriello is just a moron.
To
and,
lose
and
that
their
amazing
fans
head
still
coach.
Think they're making
twice.
This is a funny.
They
fact.
Lost out on Panarin.
Yeah.
And now they lost
took
out.
Less money actually to be a good New York Ranger.
I know.
Yep.
Less money.
Yep.
To be an original six New York Ranger.
Yep, that's right.
The Garden.
Islanders are the only team that didn't budge.
The only thing they did
was at the draft. They got the Raminal
defenseman from Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
And which he's a dude.
He's good.
He's restricted, and he needs to get signed. You know. So and everyone's like, oh, he doesn't have. They don't have space. They got to sign Dobson and Wallstrom and Raminal.
Get rid of
Varlamov, who's chewing up $5 million, who sucks balls, and maybe have
yet?
A little cap space.
Huh? They didn't get rid of him yet?
Who?
Varlamov.
No.
Sorokin needs the keys, but who cares about that
yeah.
organization? We'll get
yeah.
to them later.
Yeah, so
we'll
let's...
get to them last.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up. Everyone, thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back to you next Friday. Hopefully we'll get out this podcast weekly and get this going. So, you guys good?
Yep.
Everyone's
yeah.
good?
Good yeah. pod.
All right, guys.
Dryden Hunt, man.
Yeah, Dryden Hunt.
Later.
All right, later, guys.
Later.
Dude's a bomb.